Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Mem Tes in the Art School Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Zayin on the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Mishayu Peroisov Beir Acheres V'Irvu Bnei Oisayir Lovoy Etzloy. So you have somebody, let's call him Reuven, who has fruits in a different city. Now the fruits go based on the owner, as we learned in the previous Mishnayos. So you cannot take the fruits where the owner cannot walk. The owner did not make an eruv from the place where he is to the other city. So he can go from one city to another. His fruits also cannot go from one city to another. But there's some people from that city that did do an eruv, and they are able to go from one city to another. So Mishay Peroiso Birachez, his fruits are a different city. And the people of that city made an eruv to come to him. They can't bring his fruits, because the fruits go based on him, and he does not have an eruv. So even though they do have an eruv, they can't bring the fruits to him. But if he did do an eruv, so then the fruits are like him, and they can bring the fruits to him. So the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, they argue, when someone deposits something by somebody else, Reuven puts by Shimon fruits to keep, who is the one who determines where you can take the fruit? The owner, the original owner, or the one who's holding on to the fruits right now? So Chadom HaKaragli HaMafkit. Do you go based on the mafke, based on the owner, or based on the nifka, the shomer, the one who's holding on to the fruits? So the one must need. So our Mishnah, our Mishnah says you don't go based on the one who's holding on to it. Why? The Tanina, look at our Mishnah. Mishu peroyso birecheres, if his fruits are a different city. V'yirvu bnei oyso ayir lavoy etzloy, and the other people of the city had an eruv to bring it to him. Lo yaviu lo miperoyso, they don't bring him from his fruits. Why not? He's not there with the fruits. So the one understands that means the people of that city are the ones, are the nifkadim. They are the ones that are guarding the fruits. So why don't you say that they can bring the fruits because they are the ones that are responsible for the fruits, and you may let the fruits go based on them? You see, from here, you always go based on the original owner. That's what the Gemara says. If it goes based on the one that's holding on to it, so why can't they bring it from his fruits? The answer is the fruits were in the other city, but they were not the ones responsible for the fruits. He had the key. It was locked up. They couldn't touch it. Meaning, Reb Chaim explains, that they did not accept to guard the fruits in the beginning of Yom Tov. In other words, they're not responsible for it. Maybe it's not locked up, but they're still responsible, not considered to be nifkad. So it could be that in nifkad, you go based on where he can walk. But here, it's not considered to be nifkad, it just happens to be that the fruits in the other city. Says the Gemara, V'yeda Omrado, I mean, where you, if you do want to bring a rayo, that you go based on the owner, we'll see from the following. Misha Zimen Etzlo Orchim, someone who brought guests, lo yulichu biyodom monos. Meaning he's serving them food, and after they finish the meal, they want to take the leftover with them to their home. If they are out of the tchum, even though they have an eruv, they cannot take the food, the portion that he gave them, they can't take it on Yom Tov. Why not? Because the food that is coming from the owner, from the balabais, they was koine shvisa based on balabais. So if the balabais can walk to the other city, his food that he's giving to the guests also cannot walk to the other city. Elaim ken zikalim acher b'manuseim mirav yomtiv. Unless the balabais was mocking their food before yomtiv. Before yomtiv, he already put down the portion and said, this chicken is going to be for Reuven and this fish is going to be for Shimon. So it's ready theirs before yomtiv. So then they could take it back to their homes. So says the Gemara, Mekivan Shizikalim Achiba on Hashem, he was mezakeh them, their munners, their portions, Loikareglei Misha Mufkodim Etzloihem. But he's still considered to be the one who's guarding, he's taking care, he's responsible for the food. So the Chur, it still should go based on him because he's the Nifkat. He's the one who would be Fkidu Etzloi. You see that once he was makin it to the guests before Yom Tev, you go based on them, meaning you go based on the Mafkid, not based on the Nifkat. You go based on the owner, even though the Nifkat is the one responsible for the food. So that's the Raya Mandoma that holds. You go based on the Mafkid. Rab Chaim says there is an exception to this regarding a Roya. Roya is a shepherd. Because by a shepherd, because he's responsible completely for taking care of the animals, is metapil b'hem, so then the kinyan that the owner gives is aldas hochi, that the shepherd can take wherever he wants. Maybe that's what he's doing, that aldas hochi. But if it's food, it doesn't walk, it doesn't have to be metapil. He's just guarding it, then you say the owner did not have a das to give it to the nifkat. Halacha ches zok de mishnah. Mi shezimin etzlo yorchim. Someone invited a guest. Lo yilechem biyado manois elim kedzika lemachiv on a semi biyod yomtiv. So this is the Mishnah that we just quoted a moment ago. The guests cannot take the portions of their food that they got from Balabais and Yontif and walk it to their place out of the tchum of the owner, unless he was mizakeh to them before Yontif. It is possible that this piece of the Mishnah belongs to the previous Mishnah, as many times we find the Yushalmi, the way they cut the Mishnah is not exactly the way it's supposed to be. Continues the Mishnah, Ein mashkim v'shoichetim es hamidborios. The custom is, before shechting an animal, you let the animal drink. You have to give him a mashke. The reason is, the Gemara in the Bavli says, because then it's easy to skin the animal if the animal drinks. Reb Chaim here brings the shach that also can be medina treifis. It makes the animal easier not to have treifis. So you're not allowed to let animals drink and then shech them if they are midborios. Midborios means they're living in the midbor. It's a nickname, living out of the house. You could let the animals to drink and be shechted if they're bises that live in the house. What is the definition of an animal which is in the house? They sleep in the city, meaning if they go out, they graze during the day, they come back at night. The midbarios are the ones that are sleeping at night in the eifer, meaning outside of the city, in the place where they graze. So the Gemara and Davim test them with base. Eilu im amidbarios, eilu shehem yoytzes v'pesach v'nichnosos b'reviyo. So the Gemara seems to continue the theme of the Mishnah. The midbarios are the ones that don't sleep in the home. They go out in Pesach, they leave the house, they go to graze, and they come back after Sukkot. Reviyo is in Cheshvan when the rain starts. Eilu im baisos, what's considered to be, what's the definition of an animal which is a baisos? Halonos beir, they come to sleep in the city every single night. Both of these animals, if they come in on Yom Tov to the city, you're allowed to shecht them. So, Eilu amidbarios, what is amidbarios? You're not allowed to shecht? Hagdelus be'efer. Meaning the ones that do not come to the city at all. Not in the winter, not all, never. They're always in the efer, in the place where they graze. That's where they live. They're living outside. They're more of those type of a wild animals. What you see from Rabbi, if an item came out of the tchum to the tchum after dark, you could carry it, because here the animals came into the city after dark, meaning they came to the city after Yom Tov came in, and you could check them. You could carry them only within Arba Amis. You can't carry them more than Arba Amis. You can use them, you can eat them, but you're not allowed to carry them more than Arba Amis. Because they have the din of a yoytzei chutz atchum. Anyone who does not clean a shvisa in this place before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move in more than 4 amos. Says in Okeh Hador, like we found, the Gamliel Zugo, that's his name, ukri chad sarkaye kmein. A soicher Yishmaeli was mechabed him, give him kmein, which means give him mushrooms. Also, Shaul Ramano, so he asked Ramano, meaning the question was, can I enjoy these mushrooms that came from the guy, that came from chutz atchum on Yom Tov? Make sure to accept them in your house, in your location. Meaning your house is considered to be Arba Amis. Every house is one Arba Amis. So if you accept it in the house, you can eat it in your house because it's all one Arba Amis. But if you will accept them, you'll receive them outside of the house. You're not going to allow to bring it into the house because you're not allowed to take these items that came out of the tchum outside of the 4 amos, because anything coming out of the tchum ain't loy ella mekoymoy. With this, we conclude the 5th parak of Maseches Beitzo and the entire Masechto. Hadroch parak Meshilin Peres v'kulo Masechto de Beitzo. Mazel tov to all the Mesaimim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Memtes.